You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Adam Schefter may be on your TV right now, but just moments ago, he was here on WEEI Afternoons. You just heard him. And I think that was massive news, Ted Johnson. You said, does he think Joe Burrow's going to finish his career in Cincinnati? And you weren't even done with the question.
Nope.
No, I do not, he said in the background. That's massive news.
Yep.
Now, I know we've been kind of playing radio and talking about it. Oh, they could trade him to the Rams. They could trade him to the Jets, teams with He doesn't think Joe Burrow is in Cincinnati for the long haul, and you brought it up because, in case people didn't notice, last week during his Wednesday press conference, Joe Burrow was like spilling his soul. It was almost like a therapy session.
He's
was a broken man.
When I said earlier, he ate a plate of frownies. The dude is now completely broken, but is it his injuries? Is he just going through a thing in life? Is it the organization? I happen to think it's like a cacophony. It's a combo of all.
Well,
all
and don't,
things.
And losing. Losing's part of it.
Losing will beat you up, man.
Yeah.
It just beats you up. You know, you saw it, you see it here. You know, you saw it, I think, with Drake last year. You just get to a point where you don't even know what to say when you're up there.
Right.
You know how hard it is to get yourself up for that job every single week when you just really feel like you're going to lose every week,
right?
I was very fortunate that I wasn't on many teams. I had two quarterbacks that always gave me a chance to win on Sunday, so I can't imagine what that must feel like. I have to imagine it because I've never felt it, but it's got to be a very difficult job to go. And you know, he's such a great player, and he's got a lot of personality, and you think he deserves to be in a market on a team that is more committed to winning.
Yep.
Wasn't it the Bengals that cheaped out on paying for the snow to be removed?
They didn't remove it off the seats in the stadium. And the NFL, so they tried to save money by not doing that. Now the NFL has fined them, so it's going to cost them more in the end.
How much did they get fined?
I don't know the exact amount. It's probably going to be a six-figure salary.
It should be more than six figures, man. It should be
imagine
a lot.
Imagine showing up for a $250 NFL seat. And the MFers didn't even bother cleaning
that's
the snow off.
The fans, like that, you
know, disgusting.
Not paying the players is one. Payroll deducting a jockstrap is one thing, but like having your fans sit on snow while they're at the game is another thing.
And this is going down that road of Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson and guys that were stuck in Detroit in sort of a similar fashion. Great players, frustrated, and for him, he's clearly pretty honest, right? Because remember the week before, or maybe 2 weeks ago, when he was coming back. There were reporters asking him why he's coming back, and he's like, I'm a football player. I play football with my friends. If I'm healthy enough to play, I'm going to come back and play. Like,
well, he also talked about putting on a show.
It's like he always has to explain something, but I'm with you. Between the injuries and the losing, that's a weight that is just – that'll break almost anybody, I think. Yes, Dan Ball?
Stiz, let's play the broken man.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for?
You know, good I think question. A lot of football players have that same. And there's a point in which you're not always going to have fun.
Right.
And it's you decide, well, do you want to make money? Do you want to have a good retirement? I mean, those are – and can you go do this job at a high level and not have fun? Most guys cannot. But I don't
know what that means, but whatever.
Fun. Fun's winning. There is a lot of truth to that. You will swallow some hard stuff, bad contracts for sake of winning.
Right.
And if you're not winning, it's a very difficult job to go to every week.
And don't they tell you, though, don't make a decision about your future on the last day of that year? I feel like once those passes went awry in Buffalo last week, his season was over. I mean, they're going to play three more games, but they're three meaningless games. Last week, the second one pass goes awry at home against Baltimore. He looked completely miserable. So he's obviously on the edge the remainder of this season of just basically checking out altogether, and he looks patently miserable. But like, he can't decide now what he's going to do with forever because – This league would suffer for not having Joe Burrow in the long term.
And he's sort of the anti-Brady, that number where Brady never took a snap, where his team was eliminated from the postseason. Well, Joe Burrow is one of the three or four best quarterbacks of his generation, and year after year, he's not in the playoffs, or he's on IR, or he's playing meaningless games with 3 weeks to go in the regular season. And football's different now. Like, it's not just Dan Marino. Well, you're the quarterback of the Dolphins, and you stay with the Dolphins for the entire... Matthew Stafford is the example. Detroit forever, right? Number one overall pick, Detroit, never success. Boom, goes to L.A., Sean McVay, wins a Super Bowl. Who knows? Maybe can win another Super Bowl this year.
And that was, he's been there for 5 years, I believe. So he was in Detroit for 12 years.
Yeah.
How long has Burrow been around?
Not as long. I'm going to say seven or eight would be my guess. Yeah. But we're getting up there. You're almost a decade in one place, and you had one, you know, crack at it. You did go to one Super Bowl, as Schefter brought up. 6 years, Dan Ball says.
Yep. So we still got, theoretically, a lot of football left. You know,
just not maybe there.
And how do you get out of that? How do you, you know?
Just say, you will not be seeing me ever show up again, get my ass to a new team.
Who was the guy that was Palmer? Who's the quarterback that
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer forced his way out of there,
He
right?
said, I'm going to retire before I ever play a game for you guys. They trade him to Arizona, and then he ends up having a couple of nice playoff seasons. Yeah. Andy, we speculated a bunch on the break, but let's bring the texters and the listeners in. Here we go right here. As a Vikings fan, 603, big rep up there in New Hampshire. As a Vikings fan, get Burrow to Minnesota, baby.
Okay, so let's play the game. Minnesota would be a fun one. So they trade J.J. McCarthy and, say, two first-round picks to the Bengals. So the Bengals get a quarterback, and Justin Jefferson gets to play with Joe Burrow, two LSU boys back together in Kevin O'Connell's system.
You know what? We deserve to see – NFL fans deserve to see Joe Burrow on a better team.
Justin Jefferson.
Again, good coaching and good system.
Okay, well, let me give you another option.
200 catches next year.
A little closer to home. The Jets need a quarterback. The Jets just traded a Sauce Gardner for multiple first-round picks. They have multiple first-round picks. What if the Jets traded three first-round picks and whatever for Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow in a Jets uniform, it's like he's going from the Bengals to the Bengals.
Hey, Joe, I know you've learned what it's like to play with a broken toe. How'd you like to learn how to play with two broken legs?
Yeah. I was just selfishly thinking AFC East would now have Josh Allen, Drake May, and Joe Burrow in the same division.
I just feel like Joe Burrow deserves to go somewhere that's got good coaching, good ownership, good system.
So I'll give you another example. Let's just say Matthew Stafford retires after this year, and the Rams trade multiple first-round picks, and now Sean McVay does it again. He just resets it the way he did.
Isn't he an L.A. guy? I mean, doesn't Burrow look like he should be in L.A.?
Oh, absolutely. The glasses.
He's an Ohio kid, but yeah, he looks Joe Cool. He's
that one hideous suit that he wore, the split down the middle suit that he wore.
Yeah, that's someone. He pulled it off. They say no friends and no mirrors. Like, look in the mirror and tell your friends should be telling you that ain't good. But you know what? He kind of pulls it off, right? Because he's Joe Cool.
Because of the confidence and the cool and the swagger. But I'll tell you right now, he doesn't have the swagger. And that's a problem for him.
When you lose your
stinger, he's lost his mojo.
Forget it, man. It's hard to get it back.
Absolutely. But I'll continue to keep an eye on that as an NFL fan, because who knows where he goes, but also as a greedy Patriots fan. If you're blowing it up, Cincinnati, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins will put a bid in and we'll take him over here. We do need to talk about the Patriots'
health. Because I don't know if you guys noticed this, the reports out of Foxborough today. The guys not seen on the practice field, Robert Spillane, Christian Ellis, Carlton Davis, Marcus Jones, Harold Landry, not spotted at the beginning of today's practice. Now, we will get a practice report, so we'll see where those lead us there. But that's kind of a who's who of the Patriots defense right now that's not on the practice field.
Chad Muma time, baby. Oh, boy.
So this is interesting. I find this to be interesting. Do you guys go ahead? You got thoughts on this?
No,
I go?
The way you just set that up, I have interest in your thoughts.
But let me just take you back in time. All right, 1991 to 1994. Where was I? It was University of Colorado. I was playing middle linebacker for the University of Colorado Buffaloes, and we always played Oklahoma State the week after we played Nebraska. Now Nebraska was by far the most physical team you'd play in college football. That Oklahoma State game was usually one of my worst games because I just came off of the most physical game I've ever played in the week before. This was a physical game. The Buffalo Bills physically manhandled that Patriots defense. They were gassed. They were getting pushed around. They're getting knocked off the ball. And you have how many guys? One, two, three, four, five guys on defense that are not practicing. And they're going into a game in which they play a team who is leading the NFL in average yards per rush.
Yeah.
Okay? It's going to be a physical game. Coming off of a physical game, that is not good. That's not good news. That those many guys are missing going into a week where they are going to be playing a very physical team after just getting beat up by a physical team.
And Fitz, you joked about...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Chad Muma. Mm-hmm. But... Vrabel was talking about the depth at linebacker, not really having any options last week when Spillane was already out. You saw Dr. Gibbons was out there doing what he can do. I don't know how high his ceiling is, right? He was doing the best he could.
It was more the D-line.
So you add now Christian Ellis to the mix of banged up guys, and then the secondary. I mean, they have three starting corners, and two of them aren't on the practice field, right? Marcus Jones and Carlton Davis. And then we've talked about the pass rush as an area that's very... It's not good enough when your best players are out there. Never mind when you're putting your backups out.
Ted, you say, you know, don't hang it on the linebackers. It's really the defensive line. If your leading tackler is a safety, is that usually an indicator that the D-line was leaky that Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The leading tackler last Sunday was
Hawkins. Who was the second leading tackler? Did you notice?
It was another safety.
Marcus Jones, a cornerback. So the two leading tacklers were safeties and cornerbacks last week. If you have two, if the middle linebacker is not the leading tackler or second leading tackler, that shows you the offense or the defensive line got manhandled.
But obviously, there's a chance. I mean, we'll get the injury report later. There's a chance Vrabel's just managing veteran players, physical game.
No doubt.
You know, we'll have to see the injury reports on Thursday. But I will say
that's fair. But just the fact that they needed a rest tells you that
they're not at their best.
They're not at their best right now.
Right, and it's late in the year. And reminder, they just had their bye week. It's not like we're in the midst of that 13-week stretch and you're like, wow, they're just really worn down. All these games of no, you just had your bye week. You had a late bye that you may have benefited from after making it through that long stretch, and they're all banged up. And then my other question about injuries here is not just these. These guys are banged up. We'll see if these are big deals. I'm getting a lot of, when Milton Williams is back, it'll be fine. When Robert Spillane is back, it'll be fine. When Will Campbell is back, it'll all be fine. How much of that is realistic and how much of that is sort of grasping for straws at this point in the season?
I think a little bit of it, it's Milton Williams. You can maybe make a case. I think he makes a difference, but I don't think it's that drastic of a difference. I really don't. I think it's – I've always – you know, the one thing I've always thought about this defense is that if there was a fool's gold in any part of this team, it was that front seven, whether it be rushing the passer or stopping the run. I just knew that they weren't this – I mean, are you kidding me? Sorry, but these guys, the best run defense in the history of the NFL? No. It was, come on. And so it was just a matter of time, I thought, before they kind of, I mean, they were playing with the most light boxes. They were doing it with six guys in the box.
Yeah.
And then finally, when a team decided to actually test them against the run, you saw what happened. The front seven to me has been fool's gold all season long. They led the league in sacks the first two games, and now they're one of the worst teams getting to the quarterback. So that front seven to me was always an issue, and it's finally kind of showing kind of what I've been talking about.
If you were on your third beverage at the bar with Vrabel, and he was just telling pure truth, what do you think he would say to you right now about this defense?
Everything that he's not saying to us in the media, in the pressers, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be honest with me. Mm-hmm. You know, he'd say our pass rush isn't good enough. We're getting moved around. If he's being honest, he'd say Barmore's getting paid way too much. He's not the player that they thought he was when they paid him. Mm-hmm. I was hoping my boy Landry would be a little bit better than he's been, but he's been a disappointment. Chaisson started off pretty good, but he's kind of been a disappointment. You know, the linebackers to me have been kind of, they've been as advertised. Spillane has been as advertised.
Yep.
But the defensive line, I think you'd say Milton Williams is worth every penny. And that's probably how he would kind of view that front seven right there. Just not good enough.
All right, let's work in some phone calls. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? Well, I do see the positives in that, you know, Sunday was a simulation of a playoff game at New England, a shootout. You know, you got to troubleshoot why you lost that game. And Sunday night's going to be the same, like a playoff atmosphere. I think they got to cover the tight ends a little bit better this week. And, we're not going to get through the season without, you know, some scar tissue. So, you know, I just want to ask Ted, like you had all those leaders on the team, and that was Brady's second year in 2001. But, you know, these guys got to kind of, where is that going to come from? And please, in the second half, they got to just be a little more aggressive. You have to walk forward and you have to play a little more aggressively offensively when you have the lead. I think you said that as well, Ted. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
Yeah.
Where's that leadership going to come from?
I mean, where's it been coming from?
I would say it starts with Mike Vrabel and trickles down through there.
The coach?
Absolutely. Yeah. On defense, that's a good question. I don't know as much on defense. Like, I think you have... Like, is Robert Spillane, does he seem like a what kind of leader do you think he is?
I think he's a lead by example guy.
Yeah, me too.
You know, you need some kind of loud guys. You need guys that are kind of boisterous and guys that are flashy out on the field. They have a little bit of swagger on the field. The
like
tie
Diggs
laws
on offense.
Like Diggs on offense.
So who's that guy on defense?
I don't know if they have one, man.
Because I'm trying to think. Landry doesn't fit that.
Yeah.
Milton Williams doesn't fit that.
Mm-mm.
Christian Gonzalez doesn't fit that.
Barmore doesn't fit that.
Spillane, you just said, is more of a lead. Like defensively, I think they're lacking a little bit of that. Their coach has it. They kind of need the Mike Vrabel cock of the walk player out on the field, and I don't think they have that right now.
I don't either. I forgot what the other thing Matt said was that was caught my attention. But I think the offense has been carrying the defense. I mean, if we're being honest, and they have the leadership is, I've been kind of looking for it. I don't see it. I haven't seen it all season long, but it hasn't been an issue because like you said, Vrabel's been carrying most of the water for that leadership stuff.
All right, let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Before I get to my point on Drake May and the Patriots, what's his name from the Bengals? Joe Hollywood. I can see him going to L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
What's his name, retires. I can really see that happen. Now, on Drake May, you guys made a comment earlier about it's Drake May or bust. And it is Drake May or bust. It seems like if Drake May is not carrying the team, they're not in the second half, they're not doing enough. And Sunday was a perfect example. And you guys are right. We keep talking, comparing this team to the 2001. But, Ted, you were on the 2001. You guys had a defense. And that's why Brady was able to be Brady in 2001. But you guys had a defense, the core of the team, I believe it was. That's why you guys won that Super Bowl. And I think we're lacking that right now. We don't have those defensive guys to feel secure that they can hold on, get a lead like they did on Sunday, 31-28, and then have a defense to hold it there. We don't have that.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, David.
It's not a championship defense. I think the offense can get you, to the division round, maybe probably to the AFC championship game. The defense, I don't think, can. It's finally starting to kind of show that.
The funny thing is that's where they invested, right? Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, Robert Spillane, Harold Landry.
That's over $200 million
right there.
I'm
trying to think
where
that money
went. Those are
Carlton
more
Davis.
Middle of the road to upper middle. Milton Williams is a little bit more. But those are all kind of, more than serviceable type players. Those aren't like, blue chip players that they brought in.
They still need
$240 million alone in just those guys.
Doesn't go as far as you think it would anymore in the NFL. 617-779-7937. Up next, we have a Patriots insider who has some really interesting thoughts on the team's offense and its number one wide receiver and which way he's trending. So we'll talk a little Greg Bedard and Stephon Diggs up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.